To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I see the Word of God as our source of spiritual victory. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 says, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." So the Apostle Paul is teaching us about the armor given to us by God so that we are able to stand against the attacks of the devil and the spiritual forces of evil. Thus far, we have seen that the armor given to us is truth, righteousness, readiness that comes from the gospel of peace and faith. We will consider two more pieces of God's armor that is given to us, the helmet of salvation and the word or the sword of the Spirit. So with such a weapon as the sword of the Spirit, the many examples of Jesus himself wielding that weapon so effectively that the promises pertaining to the word, let us buckle up, brothers and sisters, buckle up on the armor that God has provided and firmly grasp hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in both our heart and our hands, so that we too may be able to stand firm in the evil day against the devil wicked scheme. Oh, glorious, exquisite aid for our soul's fight, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Take it up and stand. Our only offensive weapon must be of the Holy Spirit, who gives the word of God and inspires it. The Spirit teaches us God's wisdom and truth as we read, memorize, study, obey God's word. Daily be in your Bible, soaking up the promises of God, placing his words in your hands to wield against the enemy. Follow Jesus' example, who, when tempted by Satan in the wilderness, counteracted him with the written word. So the lies of Satan cannot prevail in our lives when subjected to the word of God. So never be without your sword. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart this morning, according to Hebrews 4 and verse 12. So 1 John 2 and verse 14 says, "I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one." This morning, as Sister Kiamba prays for us right now,
take the name of Jesus with you. It will joy and comfort you this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you this morning that you are our Lord and Savior. You are our Redeemer, our King, the God who forgives us of our sin, the God who washes us and cleanses us, the God who allows us to face this another day. And mighty God, we are so grateful. And we just want to tell you thanks for a new day. We thank you for new mercy. We thank you this morning for your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May you bless each and every heart this morning. May you comfort your people this morning as we wait upon you, as we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us continue to embrace the ancient word this morning. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.